It's another short little piece. Parshas Vayigash from the year Tavshin on page Chav Tes. Pasuk says that when Yosef and Binyamin have their reunion, obviously it's deeply emotional. Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv vayev, Binyamin bacha al tzavarav. Yosef and Binyamin, they're falling, interesting, Lashon, they're falling on each other's necks, right? And they're crying. And Rashi explains, what are they crying about? What are Yosef and Binyamin so emotional about, besides obviously the Pasha Pshat, two brothers being reunited in this deeply moving way? Rashi says, Sha'al mikdashos sha'asidim liyos v'chalkeyem ulecharev bachu. Because the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, are going to stand in the portions of Yosef and Binyamin. The Mishkan and Shiloh, which is the portion of Yosef. The Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, was in the territory of Binyamin, at least partially, if not fully. And therefore, when they thought about the fact that in the future, right, their bias, right, the bias, is going to be destroyed, so Yosef felt sad for Binyamin over the loss of Beis HaMikdash, and Binyamin felt sad for Yosef over the loss of the Mishkan. So says the Rebbe, Ben Avina, Hagam ba'achiv tiv ayinashek l'chol echav, vayev chalem. By the brothers, it says they also had a very emotional reunion. By the brothers, it says he kissed each of his brothers, and he cried over them. Yosef was crying over the brothers. And yet there, for whatever reason, we don't find that Rashi comments, oh yeah, why was Yosef really crying? He was crying over Beis HaMikdash. Now obviously part of the answer is because, again, Binyamin had a unique connection to Beis HaMikdash. When the brothers were, I don't know, why were the brothers not crying over Yosef? Why was Yosef and Binyamin, they have this very deep connection. Again, besides the obvious. So what's that about? Aval b'meseches Rosh Hashanah and daf chav chesam aleph, the Gemara tells us about the concept of mitzvos lav lehenos nit. Mitzvos are not given to us, right? Lehanot. For hana, for pleasure, for enjoyment. Again, different ways to understand that, more shkafically or halachically. But Rashi says, Rashi comments there, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, Ela la'ol al tzavareyim nitnu. Mitzvos, right, don't have to be fun, they can be. But that's not the tachlis of mitzvos. Mitzvos is Kabbalah's ol machlis shemayim, it's responsibility. Rashi says, like an ol, like a yoke, Y-O-K-E, that is worn al tzavareyim, on one's neck. Interesting. So when Yosef and Binyamin are crying, what do the necks represent? It represents Beis HaMikdash. Now, when Yosef and the brothers are crying, what's going on here? Right? Something else that has to do with the neck? Well, we wear an ox, wears a yoke on its neck. And the responsibility to carry the weight of mitzvos in this world is like a yoke. It's a responsibility. V'zeh ha-remez shebachu al ol ha-mitzvos hasar b'shas churban. So maybe part of the crying is not just over what? Over the churban Beis HaMikdash, the loss of the building. Because Yosef is crying again. He's crying over the brothers. The brothers don't have the building in their territory. That's in Binyamin's territory. So what's he crying? What aspect of Churban Beis HaMikdash is relevant to every Jew? And that is the sense of a loss of Kabbalah's Ol. When you had the Beis HaMikdash, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, so there was a place you could go, and just being in that place, you felt a deep sense of awareness of Hashem, a deep sense of responsibility to Torah and mitzvos. We don't have such a place. We can go to the Kotel, feel inspired there. Right? Come to yeshiva and feel inspired. There's a lot of places where we can, you know, check in, and you can go to shul and have an encounter with Hashem. But there's a certain loss of Kabbalah's Ol, a sense of accepting the yoke and responsibility of Torah, a disconnect from mitzvos, that took place with Churban Beis HaMikdash. On the most simple level, forget the emotional connection to mitzvos. How about simply the fact that there are many mitzvos that we can only do when we have a Beis HaMikdash? Either when we have a Beis HaMikdash or in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so Bezman Hazeh, the 613 are not 613, not even close. Not even close. So that's something for us to think about. The loss of mitzvos. It's not just we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we lost a lot of mitzvos with the loss of Beis HaMikdash. Al kol ish Yisrael yesh ol b'tzavaro, says the Rebbe in the middle paragraph. Every Jew carries this yoke upon his neck. Shekazos v'kazos muchrachu lasos b'toru u'mitzos b'chol yom. A person feels, I have a sense of responsibility, even when it's tough. I'm going to carry the burden of Torah. Gam machshavos v'dibura v'yo b'kedusha. My thoughts, my words will be holy. Afilu b'shosh sheyesh lo minios, even when there's opposition. Gam kein mischazik b'shvil ha'ol shebetzavaro. And yet I carry that yoke. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it can be expensive. Yes, it can be difficult. But you know what? I'm a Jew. So a Jew lives with a sense of what? Of Kabbalah's all, of wearing the yoke, even in difficult times. We all do that. We make difficult choices where we put aside our will for the will of Hashem. But there's also times where what? Where the yoke becomes, again, where the system starts to collapse. Yosef HaTzadik says, without Beis HaMikdash, it's not just that there's certain mitzvahs we won't do as well. I think we'd probably be better at learning Torah if we had a Beis HaMikdash. Yosef, what does that have to do with learning Torah? If there was a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim right now, why would that help us to understand Makos Dav Vav Amud Bei Zayin Amud Aleph today? How would that help us understand the long Tosas in Zayin Amud Aleph? How would that help us to understand Rav Asher Weiss that we started learning yesterday, the four approaches in the Rishonim to why you can't have a Meturgaman? What does that have to do? Why would a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim? Because Mashiach would come and replace me, would have a better Rebbe? Why would that help? The answer is because Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, there's a certain hashpa, right, that comes from Beis HaMikdash. So that means when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not just that, oh, we lost those mitzvahs that we can't do outside the Beis HaMikdash. All of our mitzvahs are damaged because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. Everything had a Yerida. And therefore, there's a fear that just like some mitzvos were lost because you can't do them without a Beis HaMikdash, so without a Beis HaMikdash, there's other mitzvos we might also abandon. The yoke might be thrown off. Look what the Rebbe says. Masha einkin kishaba eis ha-churban shatzaros mizgabros ma'od. In the time of churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Rebbe is talking about his own churban that he's seeing with his own eyes. When the sanctity of the Jewish people has been destroyed, has been trampled, God forbid. It's not just that there's some things that they can't do anymore. Rabbi's Mamash saying, you know, here I am, again, broadcasting from the Warsaw Ghetto, so to speak, and saying to the people, just like the Beis HaMikdash, loss of Beis HaMikdash was loss of mitzvos. So we had our shuls, we had our batei medrash, we had our places, we had our opportunities, and now many of them have been completely taken away from us. But part of what happens is there's this loss of Kabbalah's ol. There's a sense that Judaism becomes too hard. Rak bichlal ha'ol sar me'aleihem chas v'chalila. When everything's falling apart, you sense like, yeah, this is a bad investment. I'll put my time and energy elsewhere. When I have Beis HaMikdash and everything's really, you know, everything's going strong, I'm really steiging in every sense of the word, and I'm growing, and the pieces of life are lining up, so then I'm in. But when everything's falling apart, what's the point of holding on to the few broken pieces? I'll just throw them down. And that's the removing of the yoke. That's saying, I don't have Beis HaMikdash, so my Shmirah Shabbos is not as good anymore in New York or New Jersey or Florida. Belgium or Chicago or Seattle or wherever. Right? And I'm Beis HaMikdash, so I just like, whatever. The building collapsed or the yoke has been removed. Or I'll choose to remove the yoke. So says the Rebbe, that removing of the yoke, chas v'chalila, migodol hatzar v'hashivron. The pieces are so broken that they're hard to hold. You ever try to hold broken glass in your hand? Not comfortable. So let's put it down. Throw it out. It's all broken anyways. I might as well just throw it out. I don't need to sit here gluing it back together. It's not worth it. And that's what they were crying about. It wasn't just the loss of Beis HaMikdash, but it's the choyser ha'ol. It's the loss of what? Of commitment, of responsibility that a Jew feels when we know that we have a temple in Yerushalayim. I feel empowered by that. I can be a better Jew because I know that we've got, you know, we've got our main base. The mothership is still intact. Once that's broken apart, lo aleinu, so then there's a sense of like whatever. L'chein ba'achiv shalok siv shenaflu al tzavareyim lo perish Rashi shabachu al achorba. So So says the Rebbe, by the brothers, it doesn't say that the brothers, right, that they fell on their necks. Only by Yosef and Binyamin it says that. So there was a lack of understanding of Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the loss of mitzvos, right, which corresponds to a yoke that's worn on the neck. How did Rashi know? Again, how did Rashi know when Yosef and the brother, when Yosef and Binyamin are crying? How did Rashi know that it's all about Churban Beis HaMikdash? Because it said neck, which makes you think of what? Of a Beis HaMikdash, which is like the neck for many reasons. Beis HaMikdash is a bridge between Shemayim and Aretz. The Beis HaMikdash is a neck, just like your neck is a bridge between your head and your body. Beis HaMikdash is a bridge, is a link between Shemayim and Aretz. But it's so much more than just, you know, that link between Shemayim and Aretz. It's like the yoke that is worn on the neck. So when the pasuk says Vayipol al tzavarei Binyamin, and Binyamin was bacha al tzavarav on his neck, it's there that Rashi comments, oh, the neck, that's Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because that sense of yoke, that sense of Kabbalah's ol machlis Shemayim, that sense of Kabbalah's ol mitzvos, that can only be felt when we have a Beis HaMikdash, right, was lost. When Yosef and the brothers are crying, they're also sad, and there's also, yeah, there's many spiritual levels to what they're crying about. But it's dafka, that word neck, that reveals to us that something about the Beis HaMikdash is connected to the yoke that's worn on the neck. And therefore, it's not just that we lost the ability, it's that we lost our sense of responsibility. We lost our ability to think that the mitzvot that we can do are meaningful, that we can do them well. That was what was lost.
What's it about the neck?
Again, the question is why by Yosef and Binyamin crying, does Rashi say, oh, they're crying about Beis HaMikdash, they're crying about the Churban? Or when Yosef and the other brothers are crying also, when they're hugging and kissing, right? Vayinashek, Yosef's giving out, it's the next pasuk. Vayinashek l'chol l'chav, he's kissing and hugging all his brothers and he's crying. There, no, it doesn't say anything about Beis HaMikdash there. So how did Rashi know that when Yosef and Binyamin were crying, the tears were not just of a reunion, it was the tears about the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer, the key word in the pasuk is because it says dafka, strange lashon, by yipol al tzavarav. He fell on his neck, and he cried on his neck, and he cried on his neck. So the neck, right, alludes to this idea of the yoke. That's why he quoted the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, a yoke that an ox wears, which is worn on its neck. And the Rebbe's explaining, again, I can tell you many other reasons why Beis HaMikdash is like a neck. That's what I'm just adding. We could have figured it out in other ways. Beis HaMikdash is a neck because a neck connects your head and your body. Beis HaMikdash is the bridge between Shemayim and Aretz. But the Rebbe is saying, no, I want to focus on this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That mitzvos is like a yoke that's worn on your neck. What did the Beis HaMikdash have to do with mitzvos? Why I can't keep Shabbos anymore because we don't have Beis HaMikdash? The answer is, of course I can. But if we had a Beis HaMikdash, our Shabbos would be different. Even if we weren't spending Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos would be different. Our commitment to Torah would be different. There's a sense of responsibility that a Jew feels when he knows he has a Beis HaMikdash. And when you don't have that, that's lost. And that's what they're crying over. Not just crying over, you know, a piece of real estate that you once owned, which, you know, was destroyed. It's the hashpa, it's the spiritual energy of that place. So says the Rebbe in the bottom paragraph, now we understand, there is another neck. There is one other crying on the neck that takes place, and that's when Yaakov and Yosef reunite, one parak later. And over there, Rashi says that while Yosef is busy crying on Yaakov's neck, again, Yosef lamenting Churban, Yaakov Avinu is not crying on his neck, and Rashi says because he was Kara Kriya Shema. He was saying Shema. A lot has been written about this, right? Why is Yaakov saying Shema? A little bit of a strange thing to do. And if it's time for Shema, as many of the Svarim ask, so maybe Yosef should also say Shema. He quotes from his father in the last two lines on the page, Minodas HaKushya, Bisifrei Kvod Kedushas Adoni Avi Moiri, Rav HaKadosh, Zechatzad V'Kadosh L'Vracha, Lama Dafka B'Shah Zo Kara Kriya Shema, V'Lama Lo Kara Yosef Kriya Shema Az. Why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema? And if it's really appropriate to say Kriya Shema, so why is Yosef not saying Kriya Shema? They should either both say it or they should neither. Neither of them should say it. So the Rabbi says, so stark. Listen to this, Chavra. Simple. You know the answer already. With the Fi Yaniskar Le'el, but based on what we explained above, What was Yaakov's response? Yosef is crying on the neck. Yosef says, there's going to be Churban. And at the time of Churban, it's not just the loss of what? What's the Rebbe saying? Listen deeply. What's the Rebbe saying? What's he saying to his people? We'll get to what he's saying to us. What's he saying to his people? He's saying, we used to have shuls. We used to have Batei Medrash. It's all been destroyed. And I know that you feel, the Rebbe's saying to the people, that without your shul, without your kehillah, without your chavrusa, without your yeshiva, right? Without your base medrash, you can't daven anymore. You can't learn anymore. There's a loss of Kabbalah soul. And because you're not learning, you're not davening, right? All of your mitzvot are having a big yerida. And I understand why you feel that way, because the base of mikdash is the place that, again, and your mikdash ma'ad is the place that gives you chizuk. When you're connected to that, you're connected to everything. So now you don't feel that you have that, and now you feel like you're just the whole yoke is being thrown off. And that's what Yosef's crying about. Yosef's very saddened by that reality, that when you lose those centers of Jewish living and learning, you lose Yiddishkeit. That's what the Rebbe's saying to the people. What's Yaakov Avinu's response? Very strong. Yaakov Avinu says, Kriya Shema. Yosef, stop crying. Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema? Lefia Nizkar Le'el, says the Rebbe on the top of page Lam in the last couple of lines. Lefia Nizkar Le'el. Kevin Shagam Kan Ksiva Yipol Al Tzavaro. Since Yosef was falling on Yaakov's neck, Merami's Gamkin La Nizkar Le'el, She Yosef Bacha Ala Ol Shabbatzavar. Yosef was crying over the yoke that's worn on the neck. Yosef says to Yaakov Avinu, I know that we're about to enter into Golas Mitzrayim, and I don't know how we're going to stay from. I'm the Ben Zakunim, I sat by your side. Right. Yosef himself, by the way, did pretty good on his own Mitzrayim, but he's nervous for Klal Yisrael. How on earth are we going to maintain the sense of Beis Yaakov? Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael habam Mitzrayimah, Eis Yaakov ishu Beis Obo, the first pasuk in Shemos. The sense of bringing Yaakov's family to Mitzrayim, how's it going to work? Yehuda goes ahead, he sets up Goshna, right? He sets up Goshen, prepares the Beis Medrash, trying to make it work. But Yosef is crying. Yosef's understandably very anxious, very nervous about this whole possibility. Hainu shi Yisrael b'am atal legalas Mitzrayim ve'ech yikaimu ola mitzvos asher b'tzavaram. How are the Jewish people going to continue to wear the yoke of mitzvos on their neck in Mitzrayim? And Yaakov's answer is very simple and strong. Yaakov says unequivocally, Yaakov responds with confidence, Kriya Shema. Say Shema. Let me say Shema. Maybe you can explain that part of the reason we cover our eyes when we say Shema is that don't be frightened by what you see. Close your eyes. Yosef, I know what you see ahead of you. And you know Mitzrayim better than anyone. You've been here a long time. Yosef, close your eyes and say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Remind yourself that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. And that even without those centers of learning, even living in a non-Jewish country, We can keep it together. We can be makabel ol malchus shemayim upon ourselves. V'hera lo Yaakov Avinu kriyashma hoshut b'mesiras nefesh. Yes, it's harder without a Beis HaMikdash. Yes, it's harder, says the Rebbe to his people. Yes, it's harder. We don't have our shuls. We don't have our yeshivas. We don't have, again, the structure of life that makes it so much easier to be a yid. But Yaakov says, then close your eyes and say more shema. And say, I'm gonna fight harder. I'm not gonna be a pyrik all. Achet shechatanu lefanecha. One of the things we say on Yom Kippur. Achet shechatanu lefanecha. What? The prikas all. Prikas all means throwing off the yoke. Sometimes it's hard to uphold the yoke. Don't throw it off. Don't give up. Vegam keisa b'sefer hakadosh mor v'shemesh. And he ends by quoting the mor v'shemesh in Bereishis. Sha'ish she'omer baboker kriyashma kitikuna azavodaso es Hashem b'chol hayom ola kitikuna. If you start the day with a proper kriyashma, if you think about what you're saying, if you really daven over the words, if you make sure to make zman kriyashma, and you daven it in a real way, and you accept upon yourself that I'm going to, in my very imperfect world, bigadol, and in my own very imperfect life, I'm going to try hard to keep the yoke on my neck throughout the day, it can be done. It can be done. I'll just end with a beautiful insight that I once saw from the Rebbe of Radzmin. He says that it's a little bit funny. It's a good chizik to end this this topic with. All right, that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, that mitzvos are not for our enjoyment. Mitzvos are an oil that's worn on the neck. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe of Radzmin said that you don't wear a yoke on your neck. Where does the ox wear the yoke? On his shoulders, on his back. You don't wear a yoke on your neck. But this great tzaddik said, you need to think about the fact that the yoke that we wear is like a necklace. Yes, it's a yoke, it's a huge responsibility. You have to carry it around, and it can be a weighty responsibility. But wear it with the same joy and pride of a person who has what? A beautiful piece of jewelry that's worn around the neck. That's what he extracted from this Rashi. An ol, yes, it's an ol, but it's an ol that's worn on your neck. It should be a source of pride. It shouldn't only be, you know, a burdensome, heavy responsibility. It's a yoke. You can't deny it. It's an ol. It's an ol. An ol is a real responsibility. But wear it proudly on your neck. And that's what Yaakov Avinu, in a certain sense, was saying to Yosef Tzadik. With a little more Mesiras Nefesh, right, it's not all going to be lost. Stop crying. Right, wipe away your tears. And let's go weiter. Let's hold on to what we've got. There's some mitzvahs we don't have anymore. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. Okay. But therefore what? I understand. It's harder without a Beis HaMikdash to keep Shabbos, to keep kosher, to keep everything, to keep Taras HaMishpacha. Everything's harder. Honoring your parents, it's harder without a Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's a metaphysical reality. It's hard to explain. But don't give it. Yaakov says, Kriya Shema. Close your eyes, block out whatever fears you see in front of you, and just go weiter. Okay? A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little Torah from the Rebbe. And again, really, yisodos for life, not only in hard times, but for all times, I think. Okay, questions, comments? Yeah.
Just going back, so you said that you ask Hashem
that
speak things up. But if everything Hashem does is for the best, you ask Him to make something out of completely, aren't you essentially asking not to do the best way?
It's a good question. Right. I mean, it's a fundamental question. Why do I daven at all? Right? If I'm supposed to have something, I'll have it. If I'm not supposed to have it, I won't have it. Hashem also, we have to grapple with the fact that Hashem gave us reality as we see it. Which means I have to have the humility in that tefillah to say, Hashem, if I'm asking for something that's really inappropriate and I'm making a mistake, so don't answer my tefillah. But I'm also, you gave me a brain and you gave me, you know, an emotional system inside myself, and I feel that this is what's best. I know, I have the, I'm not asking Hashem, I understand that, right? But you obviously gave me these feelings for a reason, so now I'm talking to you about them and you'll decide if it makes sense. Maybe you only slow things down, maybe speeding things up will then become the master plan. Hashem could make that the master plan. Right? So on a certain level, we say, oh, what's the point of like renegotiating? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, not. Right? But Hashem has many, you know, there's many possible ends to the story. And again, that's that pasuk in the Navi. Be'ita v'achishena. Be'ita in its proper time. Achishena, I'll speed it up. Which one is it? It depends. Depends on your behavior. So there are ways for us to negotiate, right? To pick a different pathway to a certain result that, you know, is also part of Hashem's plan. That's a deep, basic, you know, Jewish philosophical question that forever they've been grappling with. Right? How do I? So they're saying, if this is what Hashem wants, what Hashem wants, and he knew that, and that's where the emuna and the humility comes in. The emuna and the anava comes in to say, I have the emuna. This is what I think. Right? I'm thinking this way because you gave me a brain, and this is how I'm using it. If I'm wrong, I have the humility and I have the faith to know that I'll follow your directive. But maybe you're putting me in this difficulty because you want me to communicate. So here I am, I'm communicating, talking to you about it. Okay? Okay? All right, let's take